Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to hit on a topic that seems to be becoming very large out there in the internet right now, which is real estate syndications. And what it seems is that almost everybody and their brother has overnight become a real estate syndicator, a real estate expert, a real estate mentor and guru. And it's interesting because the way I see it is these people are just taking advantage of people. Now, having said that, I'm going to go through the pros and the cons today of what a syndication is and how it works. And not only that, I'm going to show you what has happened in the past and how we at Lifestyles have overcome some of the limitations and or egregious disadvantages of syndications that do occur when they're done incorrectly. So I'm going to call this syndications done right. Obviously, right is an opinion on mine. It's my opinion that they need to be done the right way. However, you're going to have hundreds of people stand up and say, no, you're absolutely wrong. My goal for today's radio show is to be able to show you the personality and the incentive behind these syndicators and to show you, maybe not prove to you, but at least show you that they have a massive, massive amount of reason to take massive advantages with your money. They are not directly aligned with you in the investment. You would think they would be, but they're not. And this disincentive to be aligned is what I've hated about investing my entire life. So let's go back and let's talk about why I started real estate or Lifestyles Unlimited in the first place. Very important to understand, I had already done my own real estate before I started Lifestyles Unlimited. Then, as I got into Lifestyles Unlimited, I found that I had invested all of my money and other people wanted to invest with me. So in the beginning, the way these deals went together is they were partnerships. They weren't syndications. They were partnerships. And I would get with a doctor or a couple doctors or a lawyer or a dentist or whatever. And they would say, Del, I've got a lot of money sitting here, but I don't have the time to go do what you're teaching. And by the way, Lifestyles originally was designed to teach people how to buy their own real estate. Now, I'm going to go into that a little bit here because I think that's important to understand. But it was originally done designed for that reason. Now, what happened was is that people started coming up to me as an investor. I was buying my own real estate saying, Del, I don't have the time to do what you're doing. Could I put my money in with your money, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go back now and let's start over and talk about why Lifestyles was designed. Lifestyles was originally designed because I thought that the world out there was filled with sharks and crooks that were stealing your money, taking your money away from you, and investing it in things they made money. Let's talk about stockbrokers. Let's talk about real estate syndicators. Let's talk about financial planners. These guys all talk you into giving you their money. I see all these guys as people with big, gigantic white teeth. Da-da-da-da-da. Put that hand out. They got the wrap. They've got the suits. They've got the cars. They've got the planes. These are the most egregious, self-centered, immoral salespeople that I've ever met. They are all about taking your money and putting it on their side of the line. That's what they're all about. And when I came out of that, when I woke up to that as a 29-year-old kid, I said, I can lose my own money, and I'm not going to let these guys get rich off of losing my money for me. I can at least lose my own. But what I found out when I got out there in the real estate investment world is that these returns that these people are offering, guys, are ridiculous. You've got to understand this. When someone tells you they can give you 1 to 2% on a savings account, 3% on a bond, if someone tells you at a real estate solicitation, I heard a guy on the internet the other day bragging that his deal is going to earn 3 to 4%. Now, by the way, he wasn't indicating that it was going to earn 3 to 4% as a deal. He didn't even talk about how much of that he was going to take out. And by the time he took his out, his fees and his overrides, you may only be earning 2 to 3%. But he was bragging about that. Why would anybody invest in that? You can go out and buy single-family houses and earn 10 to 25% cash flow from day one. Or within a month if you have to rehab the house. 10 to 25%. Not only that, you're leveraged to the point where you put 20% down, you can increase the value of that house by 20% easily and make a 100% gain on your money within 1 year. Now, interestingly enough, I found out you could do the same thing with small deals. Go out and buy yourself a small apartment complex. You put $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 down. You operate that correctly for 1 year using the tools that we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. And you're going to be able to double, or I'm sorry, we call it the 10, 25, 100% rule. You can increase the rent by 10% or the income by 10% by either increasing the income or lowering the expenses, which will raise the value of the property by 25%. Since you're only invested at 25%, that 25% increases 100% return on your investment. We call that the 10, 25, 100% rule. Very simple to accomplish. Now, why would you want to go into a syndication where some guy's offering you 3 to 4%? And then bragging that, well, if you stay with this deal for 10 years, you know it's got to go up in value. Hell, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Heck, I should say. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But the reality is that you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen 10, 20 years from now. All you really know is you're earning 3 or 4% minus whatever the guy's fees are. This is nowhere near as good as what you could get by owning your own real estate deal. Not even close. Right? So you want to understand that first. I was teaching people how to do their own real estate deals and get massive, massive benefits. Another massive benefit is the depreciation. Done correctly, you can earn enough depreciation to, one, cover all the income you're earning from your real estate investment, and two, many times have excess depreciation losses that you can carry over to your earned income if you are an investor. But if you're not an investor, if you're a passive person putting money in syndications, you cannot carry those losses over to your own earned income. So you're losing that whole part of the investment world. Not even close. So these guys are taking your money from you, whether it be the stock market, the financial planner, or the syndicators. They're putting it into deals that they're getting paid fees and commissions right up front. Most of these syndicators out there that I've run into, the people I see on the internet, the ones, if you'll go look up what they're really doing and read their prospectuses and pro formas and see what their offers are, you will find out they're taking fees up front, fees during the middle, and fees on the back end. Some of them take an acquisition fee, some of them take a construction fee, a rehab fee, some of them are taking an asset management fee, a property management fee, and a liquidation fee. By the time they're done with the fees, your rate of return is subpar, to say the least. Subpar compared to what you should be able to earn in a real estate transaction, right? So I was teaching people how to own their own deals and or partner. And when we partner, we're equal partners. We both get to ask a syndicator to be equal partner with you. Ask them to put in as much money into the deal as you do, and they will laugh at you. They don't put in their own money. They use everybody else's money. They keep their money, make profits, put the money in the bank, live like a king, and use everybody else's money to get rich. The same as stockbrokers, same as financial planners, and the same as these egregious syndicators. And it, quite frankly, irritated the bejeebers out of me. It irritated me so much, I started Lifestyles Unlimited to be able to teach people how to become wealthy on their own without someone sticking their hand in their pocket. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm doing a show that's going to take all four segments to get through. I apologize. It's not normal radio. Normally you give people a little piece of something that each segment you walk into is in totality an edible bite, but this is something that if you're going to need to go to the website, get our podcast and listen to the whole show, because this is a lot of information that I'm sharing with you. And I'm trying to get you to understand the difference between getting ripped off by your stockbroker, your financial planner, and your syndicator, compared to being very successful in the syndication world. And so we pick it back up here at the fact that at Lifestyles, I set out to teach people how to buy their own real estate. Why? Because you get much more cash flow, much more capital gains, and much more depreciation expense to be able to cover your income. It's a much better way to invest in real estate. Period. Bar none. Conversation over. Don't care what you have to say. Except for one argument. People that have highly compensated jobs, that are very, very busy, have complicated lives with kids doing all kinds of things, they don't have the time in their mind, and I say only in their mind, to go out there and own their own real estate. Honestly, you can own a small apartment complex and own a very busy job. You could have management people to take care of it all, a few hours a week, and you're done. But they don't believe that, so they want to invest. So I had people asking me to invest. Here's where we need to make a very clear delineation. My personal investments have nothing to do with Lifestyles Unlimited. I was a real estate investor who started an education and mentoring program. But as I educated mentor people, I touched people, and people touched me. And they said, Del, can I just jump in on your deal? And so when I let people come into my deal, it had nothing to do with Lifestyles Unlimited. It just had to do with, okay, I'll let you partner. And I gave them a fair share of the deal. Whatever portion of the deal they bought, they got. I didn't take any egregious override or upfront fee and middle of fee, back fee, construction fee, management fee, leadership fee, whatever. I just said, look, I'll take a disproportionate share of the profits because I'm doing all the work. And if we make a dollar out there, you get your share and I get my share. If we don't make a dollar, I get nothing. No fees upfront, no middle fees, no back end fees, no sideways fees, no nothing. I make a dollar. Or we make a dollar, I get my share, you get your share. Absolutely aligned perfectly. Perfectly aligned in what we were trying to do. You got your share of the depreciation. I got my share of the depreciation. You got your share of the cash flow. I got my share of the cash flow. You got your share of the capital gains. I got my share of the capital gains. You got your share of the appreciation. I got my share of the appreciation. Voila. The perfect investment as a passive investor. Now, here's what happened with that. As that went on, other people wanted to do that. They said, wow, that looks neat, Dell, what you're doing, because you're able to do more real estate deals because you've got all these people putting up money. You can grow very rapidly. And they saw that. They paid attention to that. So they tried to do it themselves. Now, these deals they put together were their own deals. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring program. It had nothing to do with us. They put these deals together, and what happened was some worked and some didn't. Here's where the rubber meets the road on syndications. Some of these guys that put these deals together, and I say guys because at the beginning it was almost all guys. Now it's men and women. But in the beginning it was almost all guys, and they were, da-da-da-da-da. I'm the best salesman. I got a pretty face. I drive a nice car. I dress nice. And I'm the guy that looks so impressive. You want to give me your money. And they'd go out there and they'd raise capital and do a deal. The problem was some of these guys were bad actors. Some of them were unscrupulous. Some of them were idiots. Some of them had no operational skills at all. You know a salesman, da 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 da. I can get your money out of your pocket. I can talk you out of anything. I am the best, da 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 da. I'm so pretty. Look at my pretty face. Look at my nice car. Look at my clothes. Da 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 da. Can't operate anything. They have no operational skills. They have no stick with it at all. And they would start these projects and the projects would make no money. And when the projects made no money, since they got paid off of the profit, there was no profit. And so what happened is they just dropped the deal and run away, leaving all the people that put their money into the deal high and dry. So I came up with a theory. I said, look, this doesn't make any sense. What we need to do is realize that operating these properties is a job. It's a business. And so there needs to be a management fee, whereas if the guy who's running the deal bails, you can buy a management company to come in and run the company, and the numbers are right with that management company in there. Now, that meant the deal had to be more profitable than it was in the past, or the buyers into the deal had to be willing to take a less or a profit than what they were taking before, because now there was a guaranteed fee coming out called management company fee. And my theory was, if you got a management company fee and the guy's a complete loser, you just kick him out or he goes away and you put in somebody who can operate the property and the property doesn't, you know, go to death. I mean, think about it. If you try to get a management company to come in there on a deal that you only got paid on profit, no management company is going to do that. They want to get paid a fee. So now we're in the world of fees. Now we're in the world of people getting paid for sure to do this. Now you can take people that are not entrepreneurial, but just want a job, want to get paid to come in and do the job, come in and be a syndicator. I call them lead investors at Lifestyles. That's not a real world out there in the real world, but I call them the guy that puts the whole thing together. I call him a lead investor. That's my verbiage. Has nothing to do with the real world. Most people out there call them syndicators, right? So what happens is that these guys started coming in, and now they were getting paid. Now they can afford to quit their job and do this as a full-time job. Well, that solved quite a bit of a problem, because now you got their full attention on the deal. But some people still weren't good enough. Some people didn't have the skill sets necessary to do this. And like I said, the better the salesman you are, usually the worse you are at being an operator. It's just because you're so greedy. Think of everybody that sells. I always laugh and bring sales back down to the lowest common denominator for salespeople. And by the way, I've been a salesperson my whole life. But think about it. If you ever meet a girl that works in a dance, is a dancer, and she gets paid by the look, by the touch, by the night, she walks out of there $500 tax-free every night, you're not going to get her to get a regular job. You get a bartender that gets paid $500 a night in tips, you're not going to get that person to ever take a regular job. These people that get paid on commissions, and especially big commissions, and instantly and over and over and over again, they're not going to ever care about business. operations, success, or profit. That stuff means nothing to you guys. All they care about is the next deal, the next transaction, and the next set of fees and commissions they can earn. That's what's going on out there in the internet right now with the syndicators that are out there. Fees, 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 and fees. Not profit, profit, profit. We'll be right back with the Del Walton Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walton Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about how to do syndications the correct way, not the way you see them advertised out there in the internet, on marketing and so on and so forth, not the type of egregious types of investments where they take your money, they make massive millions of dollars for themselves, and very little small returns for you. This is not the way these things should be done. I see it out there all over the place, and I see it on the internet. I see everybody out there right now. They're looking for and doing everything they can content-wise to get your attention so that you will follow them so that they can get you as a customer to invest into their deals. And the reality is, it's just not the right thing to do. And I'm just going through. I've already done this for 28 years now, guys. And I've been doing this before any and all these guys ever existed out there in the real estate world. I guarantee you, bring me anybody that's claiming to have been around longer than I have, and I will show you that is not true. The bottom line is that when we came through this educational program, Lifestyles Unlimited is a mentoring and educational program. We were teaching people to do what I did, which was buy real estate. But again, like I said in the last segment, people started wanting to partner together. But partnershipping very quickly turned into syndications. Now, the difference between a partnership and a syndication is a partnership is everybody's equal partners. Everybody puts up money. Everybody gets their share. Everybody has some say in what goes on. A syndication is where one or more groups of people get together and they raise capital to do deals. They take money up front. They take money in the middle. They take money at the end many times. And they just take egregious fees out of the deal in almost every case. So we started running into these problems. I'm going to list off some of the things that we started seeing happening here at Lifestyles when people started doing this. Number one, people were getting hurt. They were getting into deals that were dying because people didn't know how to operate the deals. The people that were doing the deals were either, number one, just completely unsophisticated, uneducated on how to manage the property. Once they close it, it's very simple to raise capital and close a deal. Don't let any of these guys tell you that they are the smartest thing in the world, that they are like the sharpest blade in the drawer. They're not. Raising money in a syndication is so simple. You take one or two classes on syndication. You go to the bank or get yourself pre-qualified. This is simple stuff to do, guys. It really is. We teach it. We've been teaching it for 28 years now. It's not hard to do. What is hard to do is to do it correctly, to where you are preventing the problems that these people are running into, where you are giving your investors the safest possible investment out there. So we ran into the people who are uneducated, unsophisticated, didn't know what they're doing, and then we ran into the bad actors, the greedy people that wanted to take advantage of everybody. So let's talk about this. We have started seeing people doing bad deals. We started seeing unfair splits to where the lead was just taking more and more and more. Again, I call lead the guy putting the deal together. It's really the master syndicator. Unfair splits where the syndicator was just stealing all the money out of the deal. Bad operations. The syndicator could not operate the property and they were going down. And people were losing their money. Bad financing. I saw people that didn't have the ability to get good financing. they were going out there and getting bad financing because they had bad credit or bad equity, bad net worth, so on and so forth. So they got the wrong kind of financing. They didn't understand the financing. And the financing had all kinds of problems attached to it. An example of that would be the financing was too much. You were over-leveraged. The finance was not enough leverage. The financing had a term limitation. In other words, you had to get out of it very short. Balloon note that you couldn't figure out a way to get out of and turn around. The financing had too high of interest rates. The financing had no way to get out of it. There was no way to exit strategy the property. All these things were about stuff that these guys didn't know, right? Then you go on. And you have people that were illegally promoting deals. These syndications are actually controlled by, or they're legally supposed to be watched by, the SEC. There are specific rules and regulations for doing this, for raising capital. And one of those is not advertising. One of those is making sure you have only accredited and or a sophisticated investors. And many of these people were just taking anybody. They were throwing people in the deal that knew nothing about real estate, which you can't do. Taking people that were not accredited, did not have enough money to be accredited and valuable enough to get into these deals, they're letting people in. Brothers, mothers, sons, front. Hey, tell your buddies about it. And people were getting in that shouldn't get in, that didn't understand what they were doing. And these people were at risk of losing their entire life savings because these bad actors were doing illegal promotions to get these people into these deals. Now, this is just some of the limiting factors that came out of all this, but very quickly, myself and the other lead investors, which is what I call the syndicators, that were good, that were very good, we came to the conclusion that, boy, these bad people are going to wreck our reputation out there in the marketplace. Now, understand, again, lifestyles has nothing to do with the deals. We own no part of the deals. We do not promote or solicit the deals. We are an education and mentoring program. But this accumulation of members who are all friends, who are all acquaintances, we got together and said, boy, if these guys continue to do this terrible stuff to people, there's going to be some backlash or some that's going to wash off onto us. Somebody's going to go, whoa. Those people over there don't really know what they're doing. And so those people got together, the best people we had, and they decided to come up with something we call the white paper. The white paper was a set of rules that you had to follow, or you could not syndicate within the group of members that were Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, we went to our attorneys and said, look, we don't want to be a part of these deals. These rules are about the fact that we're all a part of a group of like-minded people that all agree that there should be as little risk as possible. There should be as many rules in place to protect the money, the passive investors, as possible. The rules also protect the leads because it talks about how you have to operate the property, how you locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, operate the property, how you pay your distributions, what those distributions should be and can be, and what you need to put into the deal so you've got some skin in the game. There's all kinds of rules that protect the passive. The leads don't need to be protected. They're in control. It's the passives that needed the protection. And so our attorney said, look, you're not in the deals. They can do whatever they want. They're their deals. But you can, and you have the right to, remove them from the membership of Lifestyles Unlimited if they're bad actors. If they won't follow the rules that your group has set up to protect the group, the entire group of Lifestyles investors, then you have the right to refuse them entrance or access to the membership. You can remove them as a member. And so we set up these rules and regulations, had everybody buy in, and everybody that wanted to be a solicitor within the group would sign and agree to follow these rules. Now, you have to understand, if you don't sign and agree to follow them, nobody in the group is going to invest with you. Because the people that are investing are going, why would you not sign this which protects me? Are you that greedy? You're that egregious? You're that arrogant? You think you know it so well that you can steal money without doing it the right way? Why would you do that? And so Lifestyles deals started becoming much, much, much better. The average became better. The quality became better. The downside deals became less. And all of a sudden, people were very, very happy. But then we ran into the next level. And the next level was information. The kind of information necessary for these leads to do a great deal on these investments, for these syndicators, which I call leads, to do it right. We needed an education program to prove that they knew what they were doing. Passives, putting money into deals they don't understand, having no idea if it's the right deal for them to invest in. That was also a problem. When I come back, I'm going to share with you how we solve both of those educational problems.
Del Walmsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
Even as independent as you are when you own and work in your own business, if you stop working, you're right back to where you were if your boss cut you off. If you don't get up and go to work, you're not going to earn any money. And so you need to learn how to become interdependent. Now, even after you become interdependent, you're going to start working on something called mastery. Mastery is something that is so different than just doing. When you master something, you are going to be able to anticipate and eliminate all of the problems that would normally occur to the guy just trying to work his way through something. You're in front of the problems, not behind the problems. You've got the thing figured out so well that when you start a new business, it's nothing.
We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about syndications, real estate syndications, and how the world is now saturated with people out there on the internet just doing anything they can do as far as content to get you to connect with them so they can get you to invest in their syndication blindly. And that's what's happening, is that you're investing blindly to people that are blindly investing into deals. Because why? Why do syndicators want to tell you to get into deals? Because they're making fees. They don't care if the property profits or not. That's not to their biggest advantage. When they tell you you're earning 3 or 4%, 5% return, that's not what they're earning. They're earning millions of dollars. Now, here's the thing that's crazier. When you listen to these guys, they will tell you that you are a pansy for buying small deals. I'm telling you, the small deals are the ones we made the absolute most massive profits on. 200, 300, 400% returns I've made on small apartment complexes, anywhere from 20 to a couple hundred units. These guys are wanting you to go out and buy 30, 40, 50, $100 million, $200 million deals. because they're getting a fee based on the price of the property. The larger the property, the larger the fee, the faster they get rich. The more these big deals they can push through, the more fees they make, the richer they get. They don't care if the deal makes any money or not. Your money's locked away for 10, maybe even 20 years at 3 to 4% return. Do you really want that when you could have it investing yourself? Or if you're not going to do that, at least if you invest with the members of Lifestyles, remember, Lifestyles doesn't do deals. We're an education and mentoring. But one of our members out there, you could get with one of those. And by the way, one of the benefits of coming to Lifestyles is you don't have to go with the blowhard guy on the internet. We have hundreds of syndicators that you get to meet and know personally before you ever invest with them. Really nice, smart, educated, successful syndicators. You get to go look at their properties, tour them, get to know them, look at their financial statements. You get to know everything about them. Pick the ones you want. You have 200 plus to pick from. You don't have to go with the blowhard that irritates the crap out of you because you know he's just a blowhard. You can go with the people that are all about success and profit. You can look at the profitability. In fact, I thought it was interesting. I saw on the internet an interview between a solicitor and another solicitor from Lifestyles. Well, one of the solicitors from Lifestyles said, I want to show you that I'm very proud that I've won all these National Apartment Association awards for best product, best price. I won the awards for best place to work, and I won best citizen, civic citizen of the city for putting out a product that really changed the neighborhood and really gave back. I've also got charities and so on and stuff I work. And the other syndicator goes, I don't give a crap about any of that. It means nothing. All I care about is how much you can syndicate. The more you can syndicate, the more money you can make. And that's all I care about. There is no need to worry about quality. It's all quantity. Do you really want to invest with that kind of a personality? That's what you're running into out there. They're all over the internet. You just find one after the other. Just go look up people on the internet talking out there, speaking about this stuff. I'm the lone guy who tells you, I don't want you to put your money in my deal. I'm not soliciting you. I'm teaching you to be the solicitor. I'm teaching you to be the educated passive investor. Right? I'm not out for your money. They are. I'm here to protect you. I have made it my life's goal to protect you. Why do I not do syndicates? I don't need other people's money to buy real estate. I can buy giant deals with my own money. Why? Well, because I've been very successful for 28 years, actually 30 years of investing. And because every time I make a major, giant, large gain that throws off a ton of money, I invest it back in again. I like owning my own deals. Now, I've done syndications. Don't get me wrong. I've done it for multiple reasons. One, because when the market crashed in 2008, I wanted to buy everything we could get our hands on. Woo! We kicked butt. Every one of the people in those deals earned post 100% returns in just a couple of years. Unbelievable deals because the market was down. Now, when I can't offer those kinds of 100, 200, 300, 400% returns to people, then I'll just invest my own money. Because I don't want to say, I'm going to give you a deal that earns 6, and by the way, most of our deals earn between 6 to 10% return on the cash flow at this time right now. Marketplace is high. Prices are high. So we're earning 6 to 10%. But the difference is we're earning 6 to 10% after the syndicator takes his bite. These syndicators out there on the internet are telling you they're earning 3 to 4%, and then they're taking a bite. So guys, you're getting much better. But the difference is we're setting it up where you can also get some of the tax benefits. They're taking all the tax benefits in almost all these deals. You're getting almost no tax benefits at all. We're able to refinance out and give you cash back, 100% tax-free. They're not refinancing out the cash and giving it back to you. They're cross-collateralizing their deals. Their equity in that deal is giving them the equity to go to another deal. They are leveraging your own deal that you're in. Do you not understand that? They are taking advantage of you. They are ripping you off. They are over-leveraging the deal you're in to do the next deal. These people are crooks, guys. Come on. Wake up. Now, I went out and spent millions of dollars to buy a training program that's college level. I hired a doctorate of educational science to put the thing together. We bought the software. It's called Bridge. And we have educational models for every single thing you need to do, whether it be a lead or a pass. That's what you need to do. And remember this, until you do that, you're not doing it right. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.